baptism, the importance of baptism. We need to pray for those people who are being baptized, the baptism candidates. Some of them, they're not here today. You know, this is spiritual warfare. Especially a brother, sister from Islamic country, right? Yeah? You see, they're not here, right? It's a spiritual warfare. So we really need to pray for them. Yeah. But God will do His work in His way. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to talk about baptism, okay? Part 2. The importance of baptism. In the Bible, baptism is so important. So if you got baptized, praise the Lord, you need to know the meaning of baptism, okay? I think I shared last Sunday, before baptism, after baptism. Do you remember? Who remembers? Before baptism, we need to see ourselves already dead in Christ. Therefore, we need to be buried by others. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, who have not been baptized? Raise your hand. Have you been baptized? Raise your hand if you have not baptized. Oh, you're not baptized. Raise your hand high, but not baptized. You were not baptized? No. You were not baptized? You need to be baptized. You need to be baptized. Hey, brother, are you? You need to be, put your hands down. You guys are believer, right? Exactly. Okay, you're a believer and you're not baptized. You need to be baptized. You know why? Look at this. Mark 16:16. Can you give it to us? 16:16. Ready, brothers? Let's read it together. One voice. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Begin. He who believes and is baptized. Did you read? Do you understand what you are reading? Many people would like to read this way. He who believes will be saved and shall be baptized. You know what I'm talking about? Many people, right? Perhaps they taught you this way. He who believes, you will have eternal life and be baptized, right? Does Bible say it that way?
No.
We should not add or subtract from the Word of God. Bible clearly mentions, he who believes and baptized shall be saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this word saved is not referring to eternal life. The moment you receive Jesus Christ, rebirth occurs in your spirit, right? You're born again in your spirit. But not saved yet. From where? I talked about this last Sunday in detail. So if you want to know in detail, you should listen to last week's message. And I said, we are being saved from Egypt. The Israelites, they experienced the Passover. They ate the lamb. That was regeneration. Right? But then they were not saved from Egypt. They had to cross the Red Sea to be saved from Egypt. Spiritually speaking, Egypt signifies the world. Pharaoh signifies Satan. You see, so many believers, they believe in Jesus Christ, but they are still in the world. They're still under Satan. No, we are saved from the world.
Amen.
We are saved from Satan.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. How do we get saved from Satan and from the world? By baptism. Hallelujah. Through baptism, we will be saved from Egypt, from the world. Praise the Lord. So I believe some of us are being baptized, right? We'll receive baptism next Sunday, right? So that will be a moment, that will be a turning point in your life where you will be delivered, rescued from the world. You will cross the bridge and you'll be on the other side. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I pray this message will touch your heart today and in your spirit. If the Spirit says, hey, you need to be baptized, then you should baptize. Be baptized. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, I'm going to talk about continuing from last week's message, part 2. I want to talk about four intos. There are four intos. the meaning of baptism. There are four intos, okay? Now, believe it or not, you and I, we were included when Jesus Christ died on the cross. We were included. Now, this is a faith, okay? Now, Bible says, righteous shall live by
faith,
not by sight, not by emotion, okay? not by your emotion or not by your feeling. We should not live by our feeling, right? We should live by faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything in the Bible, God's promise to you, you take it by faith. And it's yours. Hallelujah. So we're going to talk about those four intos, okay? Four intos. Now, 1 Corinthians 1:30 says, can we go to the other, yeah, next one? Very good. It says, of Him you are in Christ Jesus. You are in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord, you are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
The moment you believe in Jesus Christ, you are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
You came out of the world, you came out of Egypt, and you have entered into Christ, and now you are one with Christ.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
If you are one with Christ, what are you worrying for? Even this hot weather, oh, we will have the power to overcome. Amen.
Amen.
Because Jesus is our joy. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you think so? Do you agree?
Amen.
If there's hot weather, we can easily get cranky, right? But there's a joy in our spirit, joy in our heart, so we can overcome this hot weather. Don't we? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, where's that song? Now I want to sing this song. Na 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 da 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 da. You know that? Nobody knows? I still have joy, I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy, I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. Hallelujah. Because you are in Christ and Christ is in you, you will still have joy. Unspeakable joy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, so then let's go to number one. Okay? As soon as you're baptized, you are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ. Romans 6:3-4. Alright. Ready? Begin. Or are you ignorant that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into His death? We have been buried, therefore, with Him through baptism into His death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so also we might walk in newness of life. Hallelujah. Look, do you see some key words here? Okay, just remember 1 Corinthians 1:30. You are in Christ Jesus. Now, when you are in Christ Jesus, go back. Okay, no. Romans says, stay here. Okay, alright? Now, it says, are you ignorant of that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus, right? Have been baptized. The first one is, when you are baptized into Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus, first one is, you are baptized into His death. You are death with Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Now, this is amazing thing. This is amazing thing. Because you have not died, but you are dead with Christ already. What is this? This can only happen by faith. Hallelujah. I'm talking about old man. I'm talking about sin. Right? I'm talking about all creation. When you are in Christ, you are already dead with Christ. Hallelujah. And then verse 4, you have been buried. Not only you're dead, but you are also buried in Christ. Now, if you're dead, next step is buried, right? When you're dead, if you don't bury, that's not good. After death, you must be buried. Now, that barrier is baptism. So next Sunday, whoever is saying, hey, I'm dead with Christ, I believe it, and I take by faith, then you're ready to be baptized. So as soon as you go under the water, you are being buried by other people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so you are dead, you are buried, and What happened there? Verse 4. It says, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so also we might walk in the newness of life. So there's a death, buried, and raised, and you're going to have a newness of life. So you are dead with Christ, you are buried with Christ, you are raised with Christ. That's called new life. Are you living a new life or old life? Even after receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you are still living an old life, oh, that's not good, right? We got to live a new life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
New life in Christ.
Okay.
How? You have to believe. You are dead with Christ. Come on, repeat after me. I'm dead with Christ.
I'm buried with Christ.
I'm raised with Christ. Therefore, I'm
living a new life.
Talk to somebody. Come on. You can live a new life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay. So that's number one. All right. Baptism means you are entering into his death. So after baptism, you are already arguing with your brother, and you are fighting with your brother, and the anger comes up. What do you do? You blow up your anger. What are you gonna do, Sister Jessica? Wow, you have power to forget. Only God has power to forget. We don't have a power to forget. Okay, in that moment, you have to remind yourself, I am dead with Christ. Not only dead, I'm buried with Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, this anger that is rising up within me, that is not me. That's the flesh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh, if you can distinguish between the new man and old man, then you will live a life of overcomer. Because you cannot distinguish, discern what is new life, what is old life, you're confused, and you get to listen to and fall into temptation of living an old life. You know, the fleshly life. Oh, Lord Jesus. So that's why it is so crucial to call on His name. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The moment we call on His name, we can shift from the mind in the flesh to the mind, what? Right? Setting your mind in the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, that's number one. Let's go to number two. Baptism means you are also into Christ. Galatians 3:27. Okay, ready? Come on, brothers. This is the word of God. You recite together loudly. Amen?
Amen.
Use your spirit. Begin.
For I am not the flesh, but the Spirit.
Jesus. Put that much. Okay. Hallelujah. Galatians 3:27. For as many as you were baptized into Christ. First one, baptized into his death. Right? Second one, you're baptized into Christ. What does this mean? Into Christ means you have put on Christ. Put on Christ. Hey, did you know that the moment you're baptized, you are putting on Christ as your righteousness. You are putting on the cloth of righteousness. Jesus Christ is your cloth. He's your robe. In fact, he's the best robe. Remember the story of prodigal son? When prodigal son was returning home, the father said to the servants, right? Oh, bring the best robe. Right? Bring the best robe. He didn't say, bring a robe. If a robe is one of the robes, right? Just bring any one of the robes. But he didn't say that. He said, bring the robe. Means all the servants knew what that the robe was, where it was. That the robe, the best robe was Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The moment you baptized, you were the best robe of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 That means what? I want to talk about three things, the meaning of clothes. Jesus Christ is your best clothes, your best robe. Now we need Jesus Christ as our best robe, because to stand before the Father, we need His righteousness. Okay, clothes means expression, right? Today I wear very nice white t-shirt, right? So I look what? I look nice? Yeah? Not nice, but very nice, right? Because I look very, you know, clean white t-shirt. And my hairstyle, I think one sister said, I like your hairstyle. And I was blessed. You know, we are living in a very hard and tough world, fallen world, that we hear so many negative things, right? So we need to hear positive things to overcome the negative things. Do you know what I'm talking about? Huh? If you hear seven negative things, you need to hear one positive thing, at least to cope with it, to balance, right? Do you understand? You're working in a factory, and you're going down their name. Your manager is always bali bali, and they, you know, sometimes they say negative things. Whatever, you know. You hear all these things, even from news, right? Oh, this hot, this earth is getting hotter and hotter. Oh, the end time is coming. So we need to hear encouragement. Hallelujah. Talk one encouragement to person. Brother next to you, sister next to you. Go ahead. Talk something. Encouragement words. Huh? Don't flatter. Speak from your heart. Don't flatter. Oh, my brother, delight. Huh? You're always bright. Your face is bright. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Listen, we are the body of Christ on this planet to express triune God. Did you hear me? You're so excited about it. Yeah, we are the body of Christ representing the triune God on this earth, in this planet, to fully express triune God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you wear the robe of Christ, you can express Him.
Yeah.
Amen. Hey. Come on, church brothers, how many times I emphasize this? The purpose of coming to church on Sunday, on the Lord's Day, is to express Him.
Amen.
Express triune God.
Yeah.
How do we express triune God? Come on, church, let's talk about this. How do you express triune God? You nearly got married, huh? Nearly got married. How do you express your care, your love, your appreciation, you know, your encouragement. How do you express that? Through words. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Through words. Amen. Amen. Christ as the word means expression. Hallelujah. We see the expression of God, how much He loves you through the Bible, isn't it? Isn't it? Without the Bible, we cannot know the love of God, right? Hallelujah. We need to express God. Through prophesying, through sharing, hallelujah. Oh, Sunday, brothers, come with top portion of Christ. Share Christ. Oh, if you walk with God, morning revival, evening revival of our group Kakao Talk. If you spend 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the evening, just read those words, I'm sure you're going to have something to share. You know what I'm talking about? And on Saturday evening, before you sleep, just spend 10 minutes going over those morning and evening revivals and ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to speak? Because you have right to share your portion of Christ. If you don't share, we are missing your portion of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Okay, so the first is the cloth signifies expression. Second, that you are one with Christ, right? Third, there's authority. Listen, when you baptize into Christ, you are putting on the cloth of Jesus Christ, and you have the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. For example, there's a police out there, right? And stopping the big truck. It's coming. Police to stop. But that police is without uniform. Police uniform. And he's standing, all right? Steve, you're standing. You're police, but you have no uniform. You're standing, and a huge truck is coming. You go, stop! What's going to happen?
Probably
going to
stop.
Probably not stop. You will honk. Get out of the way! Right? You understand? And the crazy people, you just go, right? You understand? You have no authority to stop the truck. Because why? You do not have the uniform. You see, the clothes of Jesus Christ is so important. Yeah. Oh, you have authority over the enemies when you have the righteousness of Jesus Christ on you.
Amen.
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 This is what baptism is all about. You're baptized into Christ, putting on Christ. Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, number three. Into, right? First, into what? The first one, into the death. Second, into Christ. Third, into the name of Triune God. Matthew 28:19. Okay, ready? Okay, church, begin. Go, therefore, and disciple
all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Okay, so baptizing them into the name. See, there's another word, into. Okay, so baptism means into, you are entering into His name. You are becoming one with the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I pray that, dear brothers and sisters, you have the name of Jesus Christ. Not all the believers have the name of Jesus Christ, in fact. I pray you have the name of Jesus Christ. Now, listen. Remember the story of Peter, right? When there was a cripple sitting on the floor, right? He said, I do not have the gold or silver, but what I have, I give it to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. Get up and walk. Amen.
Amen.
Listen to what he said. I give what I have. I have the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this name is not just a name. This is a DNA. This is a wonderful name. This is a saving name. This is delivering name. This is a powerful name. That name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because that word name, Jesus, is the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. As you see here, right? You see that? Father, Son, Spirit. The name of the Father, Son, and Spirit. Right? Three, but name is singular. One name, isn't it? Do you see that? That name is Jesus. So when we receive baptism, we are entering into his name. We are becoming one with his name. We will have his name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Do you see the importance of baptism? Is this, you were baptized before. Is this what you knew before? Or just simply thinking, hey, I'm a sinner, I want to be baptized, and I want to go to heaven. Oh, there's so much more than that. Okay, the last point, but this is so important. Okay? The others, I have only one page. All those 3 points. The last point, I have 2 pages. Because this is, the last point is so important. Okay? Okay. Now, can you review with the person next to you? Into his death, into Christ, into his name. Those 3 things. Go ahead. Talk to somebody. Did you forget? Okay. So baptism means, everybody, come on, let's do it together. Baptism means into?
Christ.
Huh?
Into his death.
Into his death.
Yeah.
And into?
Christ.
His clothes, right? And?
Into his name.
Into his name. Amen. Remember, right? Hallelujah. The last one on that list is into the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother Richard today, he was very like passionately sharing this body, the vision of the body, right? He was so excited, huh? You said it very well and passionately, brother. And I wish a lot of people can see that. see what you saw. We'll see the same, we'll have the same vision. But it's not like that. This is a very, very important topic, and very few get it. I pray you will get it as I shared today. Amen. Oh, I pray for God's mercy, God's revelation. Okay, now I'm going to share, okay, the scripture, which is very, very important, all right? Okay, now we, 1 Corinthians, let's look at it. 1 Corinthians 12, 12 to 13. Okay, ready? Okay, church, let's read together. Begin. Even as the body is one and has many members, yet all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also is the church. For also in one spirit, we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, or were all given to drink one. Oh, hallelujah. Everybody say, baptized into one body.
Baptized into one body.
One more time, baptized into one body.
Baptized into one body.
Talk to your brother. We were baptized into one body.
We were baptized into one body.
Did you know that we are one body?
Amen.
Oh, how I wish that God will open your eyes, your spiritual eyes, to see the vision of the one body. Oh, I pray with all my heart. Until we see this, you only know half gospel. I pray you will know the full gospel. Full gospel, not half gospel. Let me explain this to you. Jesus asked in Matthew 16, Jesus asked this question to his disciples. Who do you think I am? Right? And the disciples said, hey, you're Elijah, whatever, right? And Peter said the right answer. What did he say? Remember the answer? He says, what? What did he say? You are the Christ, the Son of the
living God.
Now, you are the Christ. Peter said, you are the Christ. Jesus, you are the Christ. Christ means what? The anointed one, the Messiah, right? Christ is referring to what? Son of God. Okay, he's referring Christ. Oh, you are the Christ. You are the head. In other words, you are the head of the body. You are the head. And Jesus said, upon your confession, upon this rock, I will build my church. So Jesus is saying like this. Oh, Peter, what you just said about me, that was 50% of who I am. I'm Christ. Yes, I'm the head. But I am also the body. I am the church. And I will build my church. This is my church. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I pray, brother Gerald, I pray that you planted those wonderful 35 churches. But I pray that you will say, oh, that's Christ's church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not my church. It's Christ's church.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not my body. It's his body.
Yeah.
We are the parts of the body, but we are, I am not the body, I'm just part of the body. Oh, Lord Jesus, may we see this now. Look at this now. So, if you know the Christ, you know 50% of the gospel. But if you do not know the church, right, you only know the 50% of the gospel. Because to know the 100% full gospel, you need to know the Christ, the head, and Christ, who is the body. Christ is the head and Christ is the body. Oh, church, look at this. So there's no such thing as individual Christian life apart from disconnected from the body of Christ. It's impossible. It's impossible. Are we the body of Christ? Then let's ask this question frankly, brothers. I am not Christian about the number. Believe me, I am not. But I am concerned, are we connected? I am concerned, are we care for one another? I'm concerned, are we truly the family of God? That's my concern. Oh, Lord Jesus, even if we are few, are we connected? Do we love one another? Are we meeting with excitement? Are we meeting with enthusiasm? Are we meeting with expectation? Are we just come here because to fulfill the duty of Christianity? Oh Lord Jesus, are we connected in the morning revival? Do we reply? Do we interact one another? Or you say, I don't care. Or I'm not part of this. I will come to church time to time, but I am not connected. Listen, brothers and sisters, listen. You want to know the full gospel? You want to really get deeper and be serious with Jesus Christ and the gospel? Because He's coming soon, right? And you want to be an overcomer, right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, then you need to open your eyes to the church with different eyes. Church is not just to come on Sunday meeting and just worship Him one time. No, that's not what church is all about. In fact, when you read the Bible in Acts chapter 2, they met at home, day to day, right? Every day. It's everyday thing, my friend. It's everyday thing. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Every day we need to open our mouth and we need to post Jesus. We need to prophesy Jesus. We need to speak Jesus. Hallelujah!
Amen.
When my brother says, hey, I love Christ. I need, look, when he says, I love Christ, just listen, my spirit would reply, amen! Hallelujah!
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about? My brother says, hey, I love Christ and I love Him. And my spirit is not moving. It's not moving and I don't care. And I'm dead, you know? He's posted in Christ, but I'm dead. What is this? Something is wrong here. You know why? Because we are all connected. Bible says Jesus Christ is the true vine and we are the branches. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brothers, look at me. Look at me now. Do you have that picture? Let me. You get the picture? Hey, in a Gochang city, there's a city named Gochang nearby where I Changsung, right? And I found out in Gochang there's a one vine, right? This is one tree now. Brothers, look at this now. This is amazing. One tree, vine. Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches, right? Look at this. This one grape vine bears 4,000 grapes.
Wow.
4,000, yes. If you have time, you should go there and look at this. Huh? One tree, not two trees or many trees. One tree, it's not one big vine. And huge branches, branching out, all connected. And they have 4,000 grapes. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Bible says, you shall know that fruit. You shall know the tree by its fruit. Listen. When you are connected to Jesus Christ and the body of Christ, then we are able to look at your fruit. If you are disconnected from the vine, from the body of Christ, how can we discern and distinguish your fruits? There's no way. Because individual, you can hide yourself, you know, whatever, camouflage yourself, you know, whatever ways, right? Do you understand what I'm talking about? The body of Christ, the body of Jesus, when you are in the body, everything will reveal. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Bible says we are baptized into the body of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And I don't understand. When we finish the service, I understand this. Brothers, listen to me. I understand this. That you are living a very busy life, a tough life in Korea as a migrant worker. So after service, you're tired and you want to go home. That I understand your feeling. But I don't understand. When we finish, we have a small group Bible study. And we are studying this evening revivals, right? Which material is so precious, like a jewel, a gold, and diamond. And we want to build this church. But then many brothers just leave church right after service. That I don't understand. I can only assume that they don't have the vision of the body of Christ. And if we don't have a vision of the body of Christ, we cannot build this church. It would just be a Sunday service over and over again. Listen, the Lord is interested to build His church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord is not interested in a Sunday Christian. The Lord is interested to build His church. We are living the last days and He's building His church. Who wants to be part of it? You don't have to erase your hand. You can just, who wants to be part of it? Oh, I pray that through this message, you think differently. This is what baptism is all about. So you have not thought about this. Hey, I think you should rethink about baptism. So many people, they just baptize. And you know what? After baptism, they don't come to church. After baptism, they don't read the Bible. After baptism, there is no Bible study. There's no connecting. What is this? This is not some kind of ritual thing. This is not religious activity. God is not interested, right? God is not there. Oh, we need to seriously know the meaning of baptism and be baptized into the body of Christ to build His church, to prepare the way of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I pray that God will give us a few who's committed, who's real, not fake. Oh, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, here's the purpose, my friend. Here's the purpose of the baptism. The purpose of baptism is to build the body of Christ. I say it again. The purpose of baptism is to build a church. Amen?
Amen.
The Israelites who were living in Egypt under Pharaoh, they're working, they're making bricks to build the kingdom of Pharaoh. Do you understand? Even if they were born again, experienced the Passover, they are still building bricks for Pharaoh. But what is that? Do you understand? That's not purpose. So they had to come out of Egypt, cross the Red Sea, the baptism, to what? To build the body of Christ. And in the desert, the purpose of Israelite in the desert is to build a tabernacle, which signifies church now. And when they crossed the Jordan River and they went into the good land, the purpose of what good land is to what? To build a temple. It's all about church, my friend. You know, the entire Bible talks about Christ and the church. One new man. He's the head, Christ, and He's the body, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, may we see this vision. Oh, hallelujah. Lord Jesus. The word church means ecclesia. It means called out by God. God has called us as a group of people from Egypt, from the world, right? Into His death, into Christ, into His name, now into the body of Christ, so that we can build His church, His kingdom, to be consummated, to be consummated as the new Jerusalem. Now this is the story of the entire Bible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, baptism is so crucial, and it has a deep meaning to it. I pray you will understand the meaning of baptism, right? And receive it so that you can have a new life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we will start build this church here. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, we want to build this His church. Amen.
Amen.
And for salvation, my friend. For salvation. Okay. Therefore, here's the conclusion now, okay? Look at Acts chapter 20, verse 7. Okay, very good. This is my conclusion now, okay? Let's look at it together. Read it together. Begin.
Now on the first day of the week, when we gather together to break bread.
Okay. So, in the Old Testament, we know they met on Saturday. Okay? They met on Saturday to worship God. When we come to the New Testament, as we know, the first day of the week is what? It's today, Sunday, right? But we don't call it Sunday. That's the worldly terminology, right? We call it Lord's Day, His Day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today is the Lord's Day. Everybody say, Lord's Day.
Lord's Day.
Happy Lord's Day.
Happy Lord's Day.
Happy Resurrection Day.
Happy Resurrection Day.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Whose day is it?
Lord's Day.
Whose day is it?
Lord's Day.
Your day?
Lord's
Day. My day?
Lord's Day.
Lord's Day.
Lord's Day,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Who is the Lord over this day?
Jesus Christ.
Really?
Yeah, yes.
Really?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, church, stick Bible says, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Seek His kingdom. Church is the picture of the kingdom. Meaning, seek church first. Put church first. Put the body of Christ priority in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you put the body of Christ priority in your life? Or is it secondary? Or third? Or fourth? Oh, I'm busy today. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Oh, Lord Jesus. I understand, friend. You are working. Some of you, right? You're working. And your boss says, oh, you have to work today, Sunday. I understand the tough situation that you are in. I understand. Oh, Lord Jesus, today is the Lord's day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I have no right, right, to say, hey, I don't feel like it to go to church today. No, I don't have that right. That's not what baptism means. Baptism means into the body of Christ. When body moves, I move. When body stops, I stop. No longer I, but Christ lives in me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not about me now. It's all about the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You put the body of Christ priority. Listen, God will bless you. The moment you stop the body life, the life flowing of life will stop in your life. This is a very serious thing. You have to stick to the body. Stay in the body. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank you for this revelation, oh God.
Amen.
Acts chapter 27, the first day of the Lord. That's a Sunday. That's the Lord's day. Today, we celebrate. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, bless you. Okay, so let's end the baptism message. Before baptism, after baptism. Alright? Okay. When you leave here, you will leave clear message with this. Okay. Before baptism. Anybody want to say it?
Before baptism.
Yeah.
Say it.
Definition. Before baptism, what does it mean? Well, what do we have to remember? Before baptism. Okay? I have to see myself already dead in Christ. Therefore, I need to be buried by others. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's baptism. Hallelujah. Next Sunday, we'll, by grace, hopefully, we will baptize, right?
Amen.
That's a barrier. Huh? Bad barrier. Action of barrier. Have you been buried? You say you weren't baptized before, huh? You want to be buried? If you bury, you're going to have a new life. No barrier, no new life. Continue to live old life, defeated life. That's not what God wants, right? Jesus says, I have come so that you may have life and abundant life. To enjoy Christ. Hallelujah!
Amen.
To enjoy Christ, we need to be dead with Christ and buried with Christ. So that you can be raised with Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So before baptism, I need to see myself. Come on. Brothers, repeat after me. I need to, before baptism,
before
I need to see myself,
I need to see myself.
Already dead in Christ.
Therefore,
I need to be buried
by others.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, so if you were not baptized, right? For the bread, you were not baptized. You were baptized. Today is the last day to join this class in the middle room, right? Have right after service, come there. We'll have baptism class. Okay? That's your choice. Nobody's forcing you. Okay, but after baptism, if you were baptized before, hopefully immersion, biblical baptism. If you were baptized, remember this. You have to realize that you are in the power of resurrection.
Amen.
You are in the power of resurrection. Therefore, you should serve God today. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh, you have privilege to serve God because you are in the resurrection now. Amen.
Amen.
Meaning that you are done with the world, done with Satan. Now you have a new life in Christ. you need to serve God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
I pray. Listen, now I want to just challenge you a little bit, okay? So what does it mean by serving God? Oh, you come to church, you're sweeping the floors. Yes, that's serving God too, right? But now the important meaning of serving God, all right, to apply to all of us now is this, that you take morning revival seriously. You take evening revival seriously. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's how you serve God. Amen?
Amen.
Because you build a church by doing it. Amen?
Amen.
You take small group Bible study seriously. Hallelujah. Yes, we are different from other churches out there. Huh? Yeah? They may have a 1 hour service and just go home. No, we're not like that. We are serious to build His church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. You can serve God by putting Him number one in your life. Putting church number one in your life. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Can we sing this song? All to Jesus I surrender. Yeah. I want to just percussion here. We're going to sing this song. Percussion.